Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. One Bible study that's richly blessed my life and called me to be more intimate in my own relationship with God is Experiencing God. It was written by the late Henry Blackaby. I highly recommend it. Henry presents several realities of knowing God intimately. Here's the fourth one. God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church to reveal himself, his purposes, and his ways. Now, if you're going to be intimate with God, as we discussed yesterday, you have to recognize his voice. Of course, you first learn this by being in God's word, but as you mature, you're able to hear his voice through other ways, prayer, circumstances, and the church. Each of these, though, is dependent on the Holy Spirit. It's God's sweet Holy Spirit that walks with you each day on this Holy Girl Walk. And today I want you to focus on our understanding of the Holy Spirit's role in our lives. God the Father interacted with the Old Testament people, right? Jesus the Son walked with the apostles and the first disciples, but God chose for you to be born at this time in history when the person of the Holy Spirit is actively at work among God's people. Now, some people believe God and the Holy Spirit do not speak today. We also have denominations that believe you need a priest to speak to God and you can't speak to God on your own. I don't find either of those views biblical. There's no evidence justifying those claims. Instead, I learn things like these in the scriptures. One, we're not even able to recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior without the Holy Spirit's revelation. That's from 1 Corinthians 12:3. John 16:8 tells us that it's the Spirit of God that originally convicts us of sin and continues to do so after we enter a saving relationship with Jesus. John 16:13. It is the Spirit that guides you to live according to the written truth of God's Word. The Holy Spirit is a practical helper when you need Him, John 14:26. He has the power to protect believers from having their salvation stolen, according to Ephesians 4:30. And He gives us a supernatural gifting, or many giftings, to do things beyond our natural abilities, according to 1 Corinthians 12. It's the Holy Spirit who walks with you each day on this Holy Girl Walk, my friend. Be mindful of him as you walk today. It's time to pile a whole lot of verses on top of one another. Psalm 91, 1-14 will be our focus as you walk today. Now, before you do this, ask for the Holy Spirit to interpret these verses to you and to illuminate God's truth in them. And before you go, how's your body doing with all the walking? Are you feeling a difference? I've encouraged you to keep walking by telling you some of the physical and emotional benefits. And here's something I've not mentioned, creativity. According to a 2014 study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition, going for a walk can spark creativity. Researchers administered creative thinking tests to subjects while seated and while walking, and they found that the walkers thought more creatively than the sitters. So maybe invite the Holy Spirit to spark your creativity, specifically for his kingdom. Now, I know I've said it before, but tell me how this is working for you. As we develop the Holy Girl Walk Volume 2, your insight's going to really be a blessing. So jump on my website and send me an email with your good news about what worked and any ideas about what we can do better as a team. We would sure love to hear from you. Happy walking, friend.